A shortcut is the back road your boss told you would get you around a very slow-moving construction zone on the main highway, on your way to the interstate, on your way to the airport. Your boss could not have foreseen that near the end of the shortcut, a giant aspen would be down fully across the back road. If he had known, he would have suggested bringing along a chainsaw, because who remembers to pack a chainsaw on your way to the freeway, on your way to the airport, on your way to Hawaii? Net result, the shortcut gets you to Hawaii a day and a half after you were supposed to get there. Your boss will feel bad, but he is your boss. You have to tell him what happened, because you've told everyone else, and he'll hear it eventually anyway, but you will need to strike just the right tone. A shortcut is a step you skip in assembling something. Or you don't really skip the step, rather you do it out of sequence, because anyone can see how stupid the instructions are. Or not really stupid so much as not really in English, even though they really are in English. When the thing, whatever it is, a piece of furniture, a portable deer stand, a potato cannon, when it fails and the lawsuits commence, there will be no shortcut to a jury decision finding the manufacturer guilty. The manufacturer will clobber you in court, and the only shortcut around blaming yourself is to blame Providence and hope judge and jury are not as existentially skeptical as you are. A shortcut is reading Cliff's Notes the morning of the test on Shakespeare's King Lear before it occurs to you the instructor has read Cliff's Notes too and knows better than anyone what's not in there. Net result of this shortcut, extra credit work to compensate for the exam you flagged, work that will take more time than reading King Lear in the original twice. A shortcut is praying for everybody else you know in the world, never for yourself, in the belief that this will make Providence smile down upon you and overlook your several recent small and large transgressions. Between you and me, here's some advice from someone who experimented with that shortcut. I'll spare you the details, but if you pray, when you pray, pray first for yourself and then for everyone else. That's the way Providence has set things up here. If you're not taking care of the ranch, Cowflap is taking care of the ranch. Generally speaking, regard all reputed shortcuts with hypercritical eyes and ears. And consider philologically the words themselves. Short, cut. These are not words with charitable connotative implications. The only shortcut I know of that really is the Deerwood shortcut between Aiken and Brainerd. Still, if a giant aspen topples over in the wrong place on the wrong day, lesson learned. Have chainsaw, will travel.